evening, Honorable Mayor and Honorable City Council members. For the record, my name is Tanya Jackson, Project Manager for the City of Elwood, and Budget Director. What you have before you this evening is an update that was requested on our grant and stimulus initiatives for the city. As you will see indicated for new items, this was a result of a meeting Friday morning with the ARC Commission for some updates about the $25 million offset for MARTA, between MARTA and ARC. What's going to result out of that is the $825 million, which is going to be a third of the 25 apportioned out between three counties, as indicated here in the first bullet. $8.25 million. Thank you. And that will be allocated between DeKalb County, Fulton County, and Atlanta. In conjunction with our Public Works Director, Mr. Richard Meehan, several initiatives have been identified for the use of these funds, if that is what this council chooses to do. One of which would be to alleviate or actually eliminate the $200,000 city matching requirement from the previous TE grant. We have $200,000 in the budget for that, and we have identified $125,000, which is in the second paragraph on the bullet point. It was estimated somewhere about $1.3 million. With the use of the $8.25 million, it would eliminate the general fund having to subsidize for that matching of $125,000, which would be a $200,000 savings in that. In addition to that, a couple of other things that are kind of new and on the horizon, which we're going to have to move pretty swiftly on, is bullet number two for the LARP funding. That is something that I was became privy to this Friday. Submission date is August 1. It's an online submission process, so I'm currently working on pulling the information together for that so that we can actually get our submission in before the deadline for that. Additional details I will provide to the city manager for further update for you once I get all of the facts and figures and the proposal prepared for you for review. The third bullet is a repaving project. That would be a joint effort, joint venture between the City of Dunwoody and the City of Sandy Springs to repave Dunwoody Club Drive. Again, additional details will be following once I get another meeting session with the Public Works Director. As far as existing items, again, we're still awaiting final word from GDOT on the Phase 2 funding for the City of Dunwoody of the $750,000. We have not received anything from them as of Friday close of business, but we still are awaiting that. Again, some of the other things that you will note, the LCI, the light, lighting, changing our voting system and the traffic lights in the school zones and things of that nature. Those are also initiatives that our Public Works Director and others in the administration are looking at to utilize some of this $8.25 million from the allocation. The challenge with this, as usual, will be that those allocations will actually go to DeKalb County, and DeKalb County, we will be dependent upon them to allocate those funds to us. That's the discussion with, additional discussion with the city manager as well as the city attorney to see what the best approach or initiative, and along with you all, how we would want to approach that with regards to getting and ensuring that we get our fair share of that allocation. Again, once we get some more details to provide you additional information and updates on where we are, I will get those prepared for the city manager so that he can provide you.
Okay, thank you. I have a quick question before I pass it off. On the MARTA offset, am I reading that correctly, that is administered to the county and then they
absolutely
have full control over where it goes?
Absolutely. And it's supposed to be allocated down from the county, but again, it's going to probably be like some of our other.
The preliminary indications that we've gotten from John Gerbel is that they tend to allocate money to the cities that have MARTA service, obviously all of us in DeKalb County, and that their preference is for projects that are ready to go. And that's part of the recommendation that we're working on currently, once we get a little bit more fleshed out from the county, is to supplement the existing T-grant that we have on Dunwoody Village Parkway. What that would be is twofold. One is eliminating our general fund match, Tanya, as you noted, and then the second element would be actually putting back all of the funds that Georgia DOT didn't give us on the T, so that we'd actually be able to go from Mount Vernon into Shambly Dunwoody as well.
Right. Okay. I think I have one other question here. On that Shambly Dunwoody, that phase two GDOT, if you were a betting woman, what's the odds on this thing?
No one else to look at.
Yeah.
I'm not betting.
Hey, fair enough. That's a fair answer. We'll put you in that spot. Okay, well, we'll hope for the best. And let me start down this other way, Tom.
Have we worked with Colin Allen in Price's office on this? He's kind of their grants point person. And several of us know him. And he's actually a Dunwoody resident, so he has a little bit more of an incentive.
We're in touch with them and also the center staff as well.
Chris Carr is Isaac's chief of staff, but also lives here. So right. If you need introductions or anything up the line to those folks, there's several people who are
we're in touch. Thank you.
Okay. John. Well, the only comment I would have is I wish Richard were here because just regarding the repaving of Dunwoody Club Drive, it'd be nice to talk to the Sandy Springs folks to get some sidewalks in here.
John.
John Snapdell. Okay. We do have the deputy director at Sandy Springs.
As far as the LARP, the local area repaving funding, we're going to be submitting by August 1st, but yet there's a laser truck that I believe is scheduled to drive the city's streets and scan the pavement of the entire city of Dunwoody. Will the laser truck be completed prior to your submission for the LARP funding? Because that truck will be rating the streets in a worst case scenario.
I'll have to defer that question to the. Yes, I'm John Gerthel. I'm Low Engineers. I'm the head of our municipal services group. And on the laser scan truck is scheduled, but it's not probably going to be here until next month. So they know they basically can't do it in the rain, and they've been delayed at other sites. They were first going to be here in July, and they moved it back to August. So.
Okay, so we're working on a LARP list without the truck.
Yeah, the truck is just a more sophisticated manner. All up until now, GDOT techniques are used to do a PCI index for the road you submit. You don't have to have a truck.
No, I understand that. In the past, DeKalb County does behind-the-windshield road audits, and I think we've seen where legislators may have had their streets paved prior to other streets which may have been in worse condition. My hope was that the city of Dunwoody would have a scan of the complete streets prior to going forward and putting streets on a list that need to be repaved. So I understand that there's an August 1st deadline, and by all means, for this list, I'd love to see it, but I want to make sure that we do the worst streets first, that we use our money effectively. And I was really hoping that laser truck would be completed prior to going forward with any such list.
Yeah, by our contract, we have to have that inventory done by the end of the year.
Okay.
So, we're doing as quick as we can to get it there.
I understand. Thank you very much.
You have a Dunwoody Club question?
Yeah.
What was that?
How did we choose Dunwoody Club Drive? Is it because half of it's owned by Sandy Springs and half of it's owned by Dunwoody? Or how was that street chosen as being one that should be totally resurfaced?
Okay, it was one that Sandy Springs has done a laser survey of Dunwoody Club two times, in 2005 and in 2009. And it's up to the point now where it by the laser scan, it needs resurfacing. So when you get two cities together and you go to GDOT, a lot of times you get more cooperation, you know, getting a long street done like that.
The question was about sidewalks. Do you consider putting sidewalks on the Sandy Springs side?
Sidewalks in Sandy Springs are first priority. They're working on the schools, and then they're working on the connectivity of our heroes and collectors, and that one has not come up high enough yet for funding. All right, Danny?
I agree with John about the fixing the worst first, and I don't have no idea who John was talking about official. the water funds, and help me out here a little bit, in the repaving project, are all these a matching fund situation, or are there some of them 100% payment fund?
All of the funds that we were discussing between the capital transfer from MARTA and the LARC funds are all 100% paid for by the LARC funds.
Okay. And I understand, you know, like the existing update down here on the funds, that why we were in phase two is basically we're a new city and we didn't have any shovel-ready projects to go into phase one. Is that correct?
I'm not sure how GDOT has decided what's phase one and phase two on the repaving.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yes, John.
One last comment. I'd like to thank Representative Fran Millar for that Transportation Enhancement Grant, a TE grant on Dunwoody Club Parkway of $500,000. Without his assistance, that grant wouldn't have been possible. I'd just like to publicly thank Representative Fran Millar.
It's Miller.
Miller?
It doesn't read that way.
I've heard it both ways.
I'm the only one that
knows. Duly noted.
Yeah, good point. Thank you, John, very much for pointing that out. Any other comments? All right, moving on. Marcus.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is an issue that staff has been working with Council and the sponsor, and